Jefferson County North Coaches Insight Program continuing. It's brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. Boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us as we get set to start another basketball season. And coach, there's just so much to digest as we get set to start 23 and 24. But, you know, a 14 win season a year ago, a top three finish in the Northeast Kansas League, and a game away from a state tournament appearance. A lot you could take away from last season, but just kind of a quick thoughts on how your team performed a year ago.
Yeah, you know, I was pretty pleased with how the season went overall. You know, you always think it could be a little better, and there's obviously some parts where we could have improved on. But I thought, for the most part, for my first year with these guys as the head coach, I thought, you know, we started the season off a little rough, started off 1-4. We're able to battle back and get that one seed in the sub-state playoffs. But, again, kind of lost the semifinal, ran up against a tough Riverside team. But I think it's a lot to build on, going into this year. You know, one more year under the system, and, a lot of upperclassmen this year we return a lot. So I think there's a lot to build on there.
I think there is a lot to build on. And how challenging has it been? You really just had your first team practice this week. How awesome was it to see a lot of your kids, you know, play for the football team that made its run out to their first ever state championship game? Of course, they fell short against Conway Springs, but boy, the Charger community certainly you know, took that team by storm and followed them all the way out to Hayes. But how cool was that to see some of your kids obviously be a part of that team?
For sure, yeah, it's a cool experience. You know, we got a very big senior group, and a lot of them, you know, dual sports, play football and basketball, and they're just competitors. You can saw it all year with football. They compete well. They're driven. They don't want to lose. And those are the guys that are fun to coach. So getting to see them experience that success in the football field, you know, is awesome for them. It's awesome for our community. Our community sport has been great with that. And hopefully we can get to keep it rolling and keep that same kind of momentum going into basketball season here.
Well, and with that, your game scheduled originally on Friday against Pleasant Ridge, that was moved here down the road here in a few weeks right before the holiday break. So your guys' first game will be on Tuesday next week against Morehill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about them in a moment. But how do you see kind of the preparation going here early, getting a lot of these kids in fairly late, coming in off the football season? But how do you kind of see the next few days and the limited amount of practice time being put together and getting ready for this start to the season?
Yeah, so it's a very unique situation, obviously. You know, we're only going to have a handful of practices before our first game. And at this point, a lot of scouting kind of goes out the window. You know, we do a little bit to prep, but at this point, it's about our offensive installation, making sure we're prepared for the game, that, you know, we can do offensively, getting our fundamentals down on offense and defense, and just getting the basketball in their hands, because a lot of them haven't touched the basketball probably since July. And, you know, that's in a sport like basketball, just you can draw up the perfect play, but if the ball doesn't go in the hoop, you know, get them up and down the court a little bit and work on installing our own stuff for these first few games before the Christmas break here.
Yeah, you'll get Morehill Mounts Academy on Tuesday, but just a sense of the league itself. It was pretty balanced and well competitive last season. I would think that's probably the same case here in 23 and 24. I feel like a lot of teams can make the case of being the best team in this league, and it should be a lot of fun once again.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's going to be a very competitive league. We saw last year, you know, even the top team in the league still had a couple losses. So, you know, we were able to we beat everybody in our league last year, but we also lost a handful of games. So even the top teams in the league, we split with. So I think it's going to be very competitive. And if you don't bring your A game every night, you can potentially be upset by anyone. So I think there's a lot of good teams. If you look around, I think you got to start with Horton as one of the top competitors with their state run last year, and they bring back a lot of guys. Horton's going to be a good team. Valley Falls also always has a quality team. Oskaloosa has some good athletes. I think Jackson Heights will be right there in the thick of it. So you can go on and on down the list, but I think there's just a lot of teams that can compete this year near the top.
Jefferson County North boys basketball coach Corey Knoll joining us again, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. They'll get a little bit of time off. Of course, the guys coming in late from the football season will get a few practices in before their first game on Tuesday at home against Morehill Mounts Academy. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Brandon.